Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Changing my life with your love has been so easy for you, and I'm amazed every day, and I'll need you till all the mountains are there.
Never thought these words would come out of my mouth, but you know, Restless Heart is your artist of the day.
All you have done is talk trash about it all day.
But he's told me to keep the songs going multiple times.
Well, yeah, because they're great.
You know I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know I love you. Oh, by the way.
That was my aunt and uncle's wedding song.
I did look this one up.
What?
That one actually hit the pop charts.
Yeah, that was a big, big song.
Yep. According to the book provided to me by Big Juicy, hit number 33, where it stayed for 5 weeks.
Number one country, number three adult contemporary.
Number 33 on the pop charts.
Very nice.
Restless Heart is your artist of the day.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. Anyway.
It's good.
I digress. Sarah's coming home on Friday.
Why?
I think she's homesick.
Oh, Scott Parks.
She's, what, 30 minutes away? 40? Yeah,
she has to find her people. And if you keep going there.
I'm not going there.
And if
she
keeps coming here, she can't find her people.
Let me tell you,
You're not going to find your people on I-70.
I found my people at college. I still left campus every chance I got.
I can't wait.
I know. I'm happy for you that you get to see her. I just want her to find her people.
She's finding her people. They had a bachelor viewing party last night.
Good.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
She's in clubs.
So it's sort of social.
Demented, but social. I get the reference.
Good.
I got the reference.
The day you don't, you're out.
I know.
Wait, what's the reference? I don't think I got it.
Breakfast Club.
Is that Jermaine Stewart? We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. It's not really a jam.
You know, he died of AIDS.
Yeah, I know. It's rather unfortunate.
Isn't that weird?
I did
the guy
that.
Who says we don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time dies of AIDS. It's kind of weird. A story here from Fox News, so you know it's true. And, of course, it's out of Florida.
Oh, bring it. Bring it on. We haven't had a good Florida story in a while.
I mean, is everybody in Florida crazy?
Yes.
Pretty much.
A woman in Florida who claimed to be...
Of course it's Florida. Okay, look, let's face it. Every weird story can fall into two categories. Of course it's Florida, or I can't believe it's not Florida.
You're so funny. A woman in Florida who claimed to be a psychic fortune teller has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for scamming a Texas woman out of $1.6 million to lift a made-up curse on her and her family.
What is her name?
Her name is Sherry Uwanowicz.
Uwanowicz.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
It's pronounced Uwanowicz.
Sherry Uwanowicz, who also goes by Jacqueline Miller, which is probably her real name. But Sherry Uwanowicz first met the unidentified victim in 2007 when she lived in Houston. The 28-year-old Uwanowicz became the woman's confidant and used her trust to convince her that her family was in supernatural trouble. The victim, a medical student, had been suffering from depression after her mother's death. You want a witch reportedly blamed her mother's death on a witch's curse.
A medical student believed this?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have questions about what medical school admitted that
individual. Now, the police officer that looked into the case said, do not look down on the victim, credit the con. Don't look down on the victim. This is all about the con woman. The fictitious fortune teller claimed she needed large sums of money to buy crystal balls, candles, and other items for meditation ceremonies to lift the curse.
The victim was led to believe the harm would come to her and her family if she did not pay.
Okay. I'm not going to victim blame here.
Oh, I am.
Except when you see the little neon sign in a window that says psychic palm reading, $20, no appointment needed. And I go in and I spend my $20 and I either get a good result or a bunch of malarkey. Is it on me that I have parted with that $20 to give to a person who claims she can read my future?
Yes.
Yes. A fool and their money are easily parted.
Do you not remember how successful that, was it John Edwards' show was? Back in the 90s or 2000s, remember?
The medium?
The medium where he would be like, okay, I'm feeling something over here. Did someone lose someone that starts with an R? S? D?
T-U-V-W-X?
Yes, yes! And then a woman would raise her hand and she would go, yes,
yes. Yes, his name is Wayne.
I feel like it's someone very close to you. Was this a male? Yes. Was it your father? No. Husband? Yes. Scott, people want, they want so desperately to believe that someone like, and where did that guy ever go, by the way, that someone like that guy could tell you that someone is trying to speak to you from the other side. And I'm torn when you ask, are those people victims or are they completely complicit in their own naivete? I'm torn when you ask me that because I do believe those people prey on people desperate for something.
Being impressed with this energy. Okay. So it's not coming from me, it's coming from outside of me.
Well, how do you know? Because, you know, I'm being the skeptic here for all the people. How do you know that the energy that's coming through you is their particular relative?
I don't.
I mean, because nobody's dressed in outfits, so how do you know?
I actually don't. If anybody in this audience right now said, we can have a reading, you're gonna immediately come up with your list of people, your top 10, your top two, that you wanna absolutely positively hear from. And then the reality is, you wanna hear from mom, and I start trying to connect with you, and I'm giving you information, and you're like, no. But what you're thinking is, no, that's not my mom. In reality, I'm connecting with your ex-mother-in-law who's passed, who didn't like you in life, and you're thinking, I don't wanna talk to her. Like,
he's a fraud. He is a fraud.
He went on Larry King, okay? And this was in 1998. It was the first time right after he wrote a book, he was on Larry King. That show prompted enough phone calls to overload the show's switchboard.
There are a lot of desperate people.
The next year, Edward had a show of his own.
That's what it comes down to.
I agree, Will. I agree.
They're concerned with things about, you know, us emotionally, spiritually. They're concerned about our growth, our moving forward, our learning. I mean, this to me, as far as I'm concerned, is the classroom of life. Okay. And we're evolving.
I get all that, but where are they?
See, he plays off of your desperation.
Now, this guy, okay, the gal that's in the story out of Florida sounds a lot less like John Edward and a lot more like Miss Cleo.
Yeah,
it's the low rent end of this. But
Will, which is worse? Because someone like John Edwards ends up having millions of followers and believers, and they pack the stadiums hoping he'll come down your aisle.
Well, it's just like
say that it's your mom or your dad.
Benny Hill, remember? Years ago,
Benny Hinn.
Hinn.
Thank you. Benny Hinn.
Hill with the naked chicks?
Yeah. I'll never forget. Benny Hinn came to Kemper Arena years ago, like back in the 90s. People flocked to Kemper Arena. People who had cancer. People who had, you know, what you name the disease, they had it. And all they had to do was walk down the aisle and he would slap them on the forehead and they were, boom, healed. you're playing financially off of people's desperation. And you are, when you do that, you are the worst kind of human being.
Prove that this woman in Florida didn't have a witch haunting her family.
I can't.
That's what she's going to say. This woman believed that there was a curse on the woman's family.
Right.
The, quote, victim agreed to pay $1.6 million to get rid of the curse.
It was a curse that she put on the
family. I mean, the curse is gone. Hello, it worked.
Well,
you see where I'm going there. When is it fraud? Why is John Edwards not considered a fraud and this woman in Florida is considered fraud?
Well, I would argue John Edwards is considered a fraud.
So wait, if she put the curse on this individual, isn't this basically the low-tech equivalent of ransomware?
Yeah, I'm going to put a curse on you, and like then you have to pay me to take it off of you.
Right.
576-7798.
Tell me to talk about Tommy. So there's got to be a T name either living or connected to this. If this makes sense over here, you can raise your hand. Thank you. We're going to get mics to you. Thank you, guys. So just very simple. I don't know you, right? Okay. I just want to be really clear. Somebody did pass in a vehicle accident?
Yes.
And it was not their fault from what I'm being shown, correct?
No.
Okay, now, I don't know why, but they're showing me five. So the five to me would mean somebody's birthday or anniversary is in the...
You come and go.
You know, I was thinking about this.
You come and go.
If John Edwards, and not the vice presidential
Edward.
Candidate, Edward, thank you, sorry. If he was such a psychic, why would he have to ask? You know, I'm feeling a five. Is there a five in here?
Well, critics, listen to this. Critics,
you should just know.
Critics of John Edwards assert that he performs something called hot reading and cold reading, in which one respectively uses prior knowledge or a wide array of quick and sometimes general guesses to create the impression of psychic ability.
Mm-hmm.
So choosing the first reading from a two-hour tape of edited shows as a sample, a skeptic named James Randi went in to a taped show and observed, Scott, okay?
Okay.
He found that just 3 out of 23 statements made by Edward were confirmed as correct by the audience member being read.
So he doesn't know anything.
And that those 3 statements that were correct were also trivial and nondescript.
Yeah, because if he knew instantly, you're right, Scott, he could walk up to you, point, and say, your dad, Mayo, says hi, and the rash cleared up. And then that'd be it.
Right. I mean, if he's truly in contact with the other side.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. And I get it. Dude, I lost my dad. I get it. There's nothing more than I want a Whoopi Goldberg to walk into my life, or a Patrick Swayze or whomever, a Whoopi Goldberg, to walk into my life and come up to me and say, Scott, I'm here to tell you your dad is doing fine. And here, blah, 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 and tell me things I don't know, but tell me things I do know as well, okay, that only he and I would know, or he and my mother and I would know. And so I want that. But here's what else I've come to realize in life. I'm never going to get that, and I'm okay with that. This guy, he's the worst of the worst because he takes advantage of people who are desperate and who have just lost somebody.
Well, the text line reminded me.
And I wish he would get hit by
there
a truck.
Scott, don't say that. There was a huge controversy. I had forgotten about this. Of all days, we're talking about this today. Huge controversy after 9/11.
Yeah.
When he began filming at least one special in which he met with some relatives of the victims with the intention of communicating with those who were killed.
Okay.
Obviously, when word got out this was happening, people were very, very angry.
Really?
Very angry.
Really?
They tabled the show.
Really?
So I think people are willing to let this stuff slide.
He's a horrible human being.
Until someone decides to sit down with 9/11 victims' family members after 9/11, and then the outrage was like, okay, you have now gone way overboard. And I don't know why prior to then people aren't screaming that this is not appropriate.
So when you're making fun, I shouldn't say making
fun. It's just, that is so beyond the pale.
When you're taking advantage of people who have lost their family members through a car accident.
Yeah, privately.
Yes. Where they're the only one killed. That's okay, and that's good for TV. But when you start trying to talk to the dead from 9/11, all of a sudden you've gone a bridge too far. I mean, give me a break.
He's essentially a magician without morals. He's a master of deceit.
He's a magician without a trick.
Yeah. That too.
Well, someone else who sat through the taping said that, and, you know, obviously there's editing involved in any television show.
Of course.
They said what happens is they edit out all of the misses. So, like, every time he asked you something that wasn't right,
right,
a lot of that got edited out and ended up on the cutting room floor.
So, Scott, your dad's name is Bill. No.
No.
Your dad's name is Sam.
No.
Tom.
No.
Okay.
He never would have guessed your dad's
name.
Yeah,
all of it. Right. Keep going. Yeah,
that'd have been hilarious.
6 hours later.
Mayo? Yes.
I'm seeing a condiment. No. No, you're not.
No. This dum-dum John Edward is still acting. He goes down to Australia and New Zealand all the time.
Yeah.
And those idiots down there completely buy into this.
A friend of mine just wrote me that this person went with a friend of hers after the friend's brother died, said that they both believed him and said, you have to believe in it, and if you don't, you're never going to believe the process.
Well, what is it?
You have to believe this is possible. You can't be sitting there going, all right, come on, prove it to me.
No, you know what? Will Starrett, you know what we're forgetting? We're forgetting the biggest one of all.
What's that?
The Psychic Friends Network with Dionne Warwick.
Oh my God.
How could I have forgotten the Psychic Friends Network that for $3.99 a minute, connected you with your personal psychic consultant.
Well, it did.
And a, quote, ongoing future therapy session. See if you can find an old ad for that.
I'm looking it up right now.
I find it amusing that Dionne Warwick was doing those spots for...
Who doesn't need the money?
For the Psychic Friends Network, considering she didn't even know the way to San Jose.
It said the... the Psychic Friends Network talk show was a staple of 90s late night cable.
Your back just kind of drops and you feel freer inside. Does any of this relate to what you're going through right now?
Yes. I'm a little bit amazed.
Last week I visited with Elaine, who shared a very intimate moment with me.
I was very, very stressed out and very, very emotional. And in the middle of all of this, I got a call from Linda Salvin. You may remember Linda Salvin is the woman who did my reading on the last show. And I said, Linda.
What's with that music?
It's kind of porny.
Porny.
Play it again.
Porny or pertaining
to pornography is porny, apparently.
An awful lot of problems. I cannot tell you.
Yeah, you got problems because you're calling me.
Well, I'll fix your cable.
Happens. Listen to this. This is.
I mean, that's what it sounds like. It really does.
People are nuts.
Article. It says.
Dust your mantle.
Apparently, these had reenactments in them. I didn't realize that. But when they transitioned to our first reenactment, the sweet spot of any good infomercial, you see Tonisha, a mother under financial duress, but with enough spare change to have a regular $3.99 a minute relationship with her psychic friend.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Would people call these places?
Because they're desperate, Dana. They're desperate to talk to the other side. They want to know that, you know,
this one with the Psychic Friends Network was not always death. Maybe it was, I feel like you're having financial trouble.
I'm getting the letter C from you. Why am I getting the letter C?
Short on cash?
My grandfather's first initial.
Okay.
And my dad's first initial.
And his name was?
Clyde.
I was going to go with Carl.
I'm also getting the number two. The number two is coming to me. Why?
That's an excellent question. I do not know.
I'm also getting the number one. Are you an only child?
Do you have to urinate?
No. Oh, I am one of two children, though.
One of two children?
Yeah, yeah.
See how easy this
is? I also came up with the number two answer a lot today at Family Feud, where I came in second place.
That's right.
A number two performance.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Clyde.
See, I did not watch Psychic Friends Network, clearly, because I'm not crazy. However,
it was fascinating.
Just scrolling through like a synopsis of it, I did not realize, number one, there are reenactments, but number two, a lot of it has to do with money problems, relationship problems. Call your psychic friend now. $3.99 per minute.
$3.99 a minute?
Back then?
$3.99 per minute. Do you have any idea?
Oh my God.
How much money they raked in at $3.99 a minute?
A lot.
I mean, that would be what, $5.99 a minute today?
Well, Miss Cleo was on TV back then too, right?
Well, that was later, I thought. That was like late 90s, right around 2000, somewhere in there.
Black lady or something.
Yeah, the Jamaican accent.
Just crazy.
Call me now.
Yeah, call me now, young
man.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with Miss Cleo?
Nothing's wrong
with
Miss
Cleo. Don't you really want to know?
Okay, I was wondering who the father of my baby was.
All right, let's take a look.
She's shuffling her tarot cards.
I want to know who the father of my baby was.
Want to know?
Okay, listen, I was wondering who the father of my baby was.
All right, let's take a look. The Miss Cleo DNA test. I'm solely searching for the father of your baby. Oh, it's the one that's very unpleasant, okay?
Okay.
And he's also the one that had another girlfriend while he was sleeping with you.
Yes, he did.
Yep, that's him. That's the daddy.
Well, forgive me, but you were sleeping with somebody else, too, if you don't know who the father of your baby is, okay?
Yeah, that's not the point.
I Googled Dionne Warwick psychic hotline. Do you know what comes up almost immediately?
What?
Other replacement psychic lines.
Oh, sure.
Ready? Wondering what the future holds, Scott?
No, I'm not.
Choose $5 for 5 minutes, $10 for 15 minutes, or $15 for 25 minutes. Satisfaction guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Safe, secure, private. Advisors are available 24/7.
That's a lot better deal than $3.99 a minute.
Well, if satisfaction is guaranteed, do you get your money back after you don't get anything out of it?
What? This is, and then look, it says relationship.
These people are crazy.
Well, all they have to do is put that disclaimer at the very bottom, which you will see on every one of those commercials. It says, must be 18 for entertainment purposes only.
That's right.
That's the disclaimer. For entertainment purposes only, you are scot-free if you say that. Mm-hmm.
There's Cecilia.com. There's Keen.com.
Who?
All with varying price points, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
These people are crazy.
Hey, we should do it. It would actually be really funny.
Start a psychic line?
No. We should just call because I'm bizarrely curious what you'll get for
$15. 576-7798.
Dana will tell you your future.
Right. Dana will practice.
Hang on. Let me get this person in. Anonymous, what's up?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
I can see where people want to believe in this stuff because I did want to believe and didn't want to believe when somebody told me my late husband came through to them. They'd gone to a psychic. They said something that really hit home and something specific that I had asked him. And it hurts. You know, believing it hurts and not believing it hurts. So I can see where people would fall for this.
But really quick, when you see $5 a minute, $15 for 5 minutes.
I know, it's terrible.
It's horrible.
But Anonymous, I don't discount, what's the word I'm looking for here? Messages from the other side, if you will. I've had two in my life that I know for a fact. But they spoke directly to me. I didn't have to go through a medium.
I understand. Yeah. Well, I lost my husband, and when
I'm sorry for that.
Thank you. And we were remodeling the house when it happened. And I had a really rough time with alcoholism and things afterwards. And one day I was redoing one of the floors that we had torn up and never got finished. And an aunt of his always saw psychics. And she told my sister-in-law to tell me that my husband said, tell her I like the shiny floor. Well, in my state that I was in, when I finished that stupid floor, I cried and I said his name. And I said, if you're there, if you can hear me, just tell me that you like what I did. I did it by myself. And then she told me that. And I was like, oh, I just want to go see that psychic. And
right,
I never
right,
did.
Right.
I never did.
But you understand why people would want to do that.
Oh, it breaks your heart. And that guy's such a fake. And that Benny guy, such a fake.
Oh, Benny Hinn,
and
yeah.
it's so cruel to put people through that.
Well, and let me just tell you, number one, we are very sorry for your loss.
Amen.
Number two, someone on Salon.com wrote an article called Fake Psychic Tells All. And I want to tell you how it got started, Scott. This was the ad in the paper. Phone actors wanted. Work from home. Make your own hours. And I will tell you what they're actors. Can't get work in LA. Work from home. Make $20 an hour. Mm. You just have to talk to people who are going through grief or pain.
Who are anonymous.
And this guy who wrote the article did it. He did it for the money. He did it.
How did he fill in the gaps of, you know, your husband or your wife or...
I'm not psychic, he said to the job interview person. That's okay. We'll give you everything you need for this job. As long as you work from home, I think it's fine, his mom said. You're insightful. He attended one short training session. The trainer said some of their contractors make thousands of dollars and work constantly. He stressed, you don't need to be a psychic to do the job.
Probably because nobody's a psychic.
The main thrust of the job entailed keeping clients on the phone for as long as possible.
Ah.
At $5 a minute, some lonely, needy, or desperate person could pay hundreds of dollars for a chat.
576-7798. Will Starrett, Sam Stevie, she's Dana Wright, and I am Scott Parks on KMVZ. Mustang Sally, baby. He's going to be in Lawrence on Tuesday night. Next Tuesday, Buddy Guy at the Lead Center in Lawrence. If you've never seen Buddy Guy, go to that show. It is one of the best ever. Uncle Bill in Overland Park. Uncle Bill, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing quite well.
Hi, Dana. You know what? I moved from L.A. to Indiana to be near my in-laws, and the only type of work I could have there was I started a donut shop, and no one told me I had to be up all night making donuts. And so for about a year and a half, that's what I was doing 7 days a week. One day I was almost crying, thinking, what the heck did I do to leave L.A. to come over here? Mm-hmm. And on the radio from New York was a psychic. So I says, I'm so desperate, I'm going to see if this lady can help me. So I called her and says, am I going to win the lotto? And she got real quiet and said, Bill, she said, because that's my first name, she said, I see a dove, which is a good sign, flying over your shop with a big, heavy envelope. So, like a dummy, I went and emptied out the register that night, over $500 that we were supposed to have for the morning donut rush.
Oh.
And I know. I bought 500 quick picks. I didn't even get two numbers that matched. And so when my wife came to work, and people were coming to buy the donuts, but I told them I didn't have any change. And I said, but you can always come back and pay me, which they did. Indiana's a very honest place. And when my wife found out what I did, she made Linda Blair look like Mother Superior. I never saw a woman get so crazy in my life as that my wife did that night.
Bill, did you steal the $500, or is it your donut shop?
It was my donut shop.
Okay.
And and every night we left $500 for the morning rush.
Yeah.
And doggone it, that lady, if I could have found out, I would have killed her. And then killed myself afterwards.
Because Bill, and I know you don't mean that, you realize you had been conned, basically.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was stupid.
Why? But go back for a second here, Uncle Bill. Why were you so desperate?
Because life wasn't. I was used to a fast-paced life in L.A. all my life, 45 years. When I went to Indiana, we lived in a place where just corn grew.
Yeah.
And I couldn't take it. It was like taking that same person from the cornfields and taking him to L.A. He couldn't take it.
Hmm.
And so, like I said, and I couldn't talk about it at church to anybody because they would excommunicate me, like, you know, going to a soothsayer or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and so, but I'll never trust one again.
Well, Bill, thank you for your honesty. That's a tough story to tell. Next time, go to the casino. Your odds are better there. You know what I mean?
Maybe next time, leave the $500 in the
in the till.
Yeah.
Probably would have made a whole lot more than $500 that
the
next
reader
morning.
I was quoting on salon.com said the folks really didn't give a damn about psychics or readings. They just wanted to talk to a friendly voice.
You're exploiting the needy.
And they paid to do it.
I hate them. I hate them to my core. All right, we got to run. It's been a great afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of this program. Thank you for letting us host it. On behalf of our producer, Sam Stevie, my good friend and co-host, Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe. Be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.